Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second, the shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting third, the first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth, the left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mike Fitzgerald. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ron Darling. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ron Darling. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting second, the first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting third, the right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting sixth, the catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jeff Robinson. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jeff Robinson. And now, play ball. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo strikes out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Robinson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Oliver moves to second. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. One out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster strikes out. One out. Jeff Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Giants. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Leonard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Youngblood strikes out. Two outs. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0 for 1 in the game. Brenly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brenly moves to second. Tim Leary now pitching. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 1 in the game. Oquendo strikes out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jeff Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strawberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Strawberry reaches second base with a double. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Strawberry moves to third. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Strawberry scores. It's 5-1, Giants. Danny Heap pinch hits for Tim Leary. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Gorman now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Gorman covering, for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Youngblood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-2 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-2 in the game. Oquendo strikes out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-2 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster misplays the ball. That's an error on LeMaster. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Strawberry moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. Strawberry moves to third. One out. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Strawberry scores. Brooks moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Giants. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Tom Gorman. Randy Lurch now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Lurch covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Gene Richards pinch hits for Randy Lurch. Brent Gaff now pitching. Gene Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Clark is walked intentionally. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Oquendo fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Williams now pitching. Scott Thompson now playing first base. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-3 in the game. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Oquendo moves to second. Greg Minton now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Oquendo moves to third. Hernandez moves to second. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oquendo scores. Hernandez scores. Foster moves to second. It's 5-4, Giants. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foster moves to third. Strawberry moves to second. Rennie Martin now pitching. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 3 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foster scores. Strawberry scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 6-5, Mets. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Brent Gaff. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges strikes out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Ron Gardenhire now playing second base. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brenly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Youngblood moves to third. Dusty Baker pinch hits for Dwayne Kuiper. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 3 in the game. LeMaster strikes out. Two outs. Steve Nicosia pinch hits for Scott Thompson. Steve Nicosia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicosia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Youngblood scores. Brenly moves to second. It's Mets, 6, Giants, 6. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 4 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Brenly moves to third. Nicosia moves to second. John Rabb pinch hits for Rennie Martin. John Rabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 6. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Davis now pitching. Bob Brenly now playing first base. Joe Pittman now playing second base. Steve Nicosia now catching. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Leonard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. Leonard moves to second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Youngblood is walked intentionally. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Brenly hits a pop-up towards short. Oquendo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Pittman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittman strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-4 in the game. LeMaster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 6. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Strawberry strikes out. 1 out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brooks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nick Casillas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Steve Nicosia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicosia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nicosia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Mark Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis bunts towards the mound. Orozco fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. 2 outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark is walked intentionally. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Leonard strikes out. Fitzgerald drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Leonard out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 6. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster misplays the ball. That's an error on LeMaster. Fitzgerald moves to second. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Kelvin Chapman pinch hits for Jesse Orozco. Ross Jones pinch runs for Ron Gardenhire. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Jones moves to third. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Oquendo is walked intentionally. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-6, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Kelvin Chapman now playing second base. Doug Sisk now pitching. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Youngblood strikes out. One out. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Brenly takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pittman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittman is 0 for 1 in the game. Pittman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley pinch hits for Johnny Lemaster. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pittman. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is out, Oquendo applying the tag. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 6. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.